So let's encapsulate the sugya thus far, and we'll pivot from there. We have a Mishnah, a Machlokas Amoraim, and a Machlokas Rishonim Hadapaskim. Mishnah tells us Ein Nosim Nashim B'Moed. Mishnah tells us Moed Katan Chesem Beis that it is forbidden to get married, to engage in Nisuin on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara on Chesem Beis presents four different opinions in the Amoraim as to why. Everyone agrees that Ein Nosim Nashim B'Moed, but four different opinions as to why, and the nafkamina between those opinions, as Tosas points out, is the scope of the Isser in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions you can't get married on Chol HaMoed, so according to most of the opinions in the Gemara, and specifically according to the second opinion, the Samachta Bechagecha V'lo Be'Ishtecha, the position of Rav, that is the entire din. Ain't no sinashim, you're not allowed to get married. That's the entire din. But according to the first position in the Gemara, according to Shmuel and Chanina, Ain't no sinashim moed is just an example. That's not the full extent of the din. The real din is Ain't ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. You can't mix yomtif with another simcha. As a matter of fact, you can't even mix two other simchas together. Yerushalmi says, I can't have overlap between the shever brachas of one wife and the marriage to another wife. And I can't overlap the simchas being in Beis HaMikdash with simchas yantiv. Or, another example, is I cannot overlap the simcha of Nisuin with simchas haregel. So again, according to the first daya in the Gemara, according to the first Amora, Rav, Shmuel, Bechanina, and so forth, the Mishnah is just an example. Ain't no snashim moed, nor can I engage in other smachos b'moed. So this machlokas amaraim is going to have practical application. Am I ever worried about doing anything, any other type of simcha on Chol HaMoed? And that's why when Tosfos raises a question of pidyon haben, first they talk about bris, and then specifically pidyon haben, so they have two terutzim, two explanations to why they think that's mutter to have a pinyon ben with the suda on Chol HaMoed, even if it's a nidcha, even if I can't say, well, today is Yom Lamanav. No, it's not. It was nidcha. Still, it's always mutter to have a pinyon ben on Chol HaMoed. Both Deos and Tosas agree to that psak, that you're allowed to have a pinyon ben with a suda on Chol HaMoed. Both Deos agree to that psak, but they disagree in terms of why. And the Shulchan Aruch mentions the psak and doesn't give the reason why. but the 2 days in Tosfos, the first day in Tosfos, the second to last line, was, it's mutter pinyon ben on Chol HaMoed is mutter because we paskin like the second day in the Gemara. The last day in Tosfos, no! Really paskin ain't ma'arav simcha b'simcha, but pinyon ben doesn't get called a simcha. Maybe there are other things that are a simcha, besides Nisuin, there are Aster and Chol HaMoed, like Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but Binyan Ben isn't enough of a simcha. It's not freilach enough. So what emerges is you have Machlokas Amoraim and Machlokas Rishonim Hadapaskim. The first day in Tosfos is passing like the second day in the Gemara. The second day in Tosfos is passing like the first day in the Gemara. The Rambam also paskins like the first day in the Gemara. That was the Rambam in Hilchas Yom Tov. Sometimes referred to as just as Hilchas Yom Tov, sometimes referred to as Hilchas Shvisas Yom Tov. But either way, he says explicitly, Hilchas Yom Tov, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tes Zayin, Einos Hanashim, Lom Yabim B'moei. So first he says, Shlo Tishtakach Simchas Achag B'Simchas Anisuin. So you shouldn't forget the Simcha of the Yom Tov, because Simcha of Nisuin, so that's not so clear what his rationale is. But at the end he says, Kedei shelo ya'arev simcha acheres b'simcha sachat. So you shouldn't mix in another simcha, even a sudas erusin, into simcha sachat. The Rambam is pretty clear that he holds like that second day in Tosfos, we should pass in Eimar of simcha b'simcha, and more to the point, the Machlokes are shown him, the Magen Avraham on the Sar of Shulchan Aruch paskins. He quotes the latter day in Tosfos. That's such a big simcha. So halacha l'maisa, it seems like we should paskin ein ma'ariv and simcha b'simcha. Moreover, the carbon asanel on the bottom of the rush, in the back of Moikotin, points out that the rush, and by extension the riff, also seem to paskin. Ein ma'ariv and simcha b'simcha. Because if you have an actual gemara in front of you, a gemara Moikotin, you look in the back, you'll see that the riff and the rush, their job was to abbreviate the gemara, so they were trying to give an abridged gemara, just pull out the parts of halacha lamasa. Very often they won't even quote both shitas and a machlokas. Here they do, both the riff and the rush, and not only do they quote both shitas and the gemara, they even quote the menahan imili, the source for emar v'simcha v'simcha from Shlomo HaMelech. So the Karban Asal, the bottom of the Rush, points out that sounds like you're coining the Mar Makam. Excuse me, you're coining the Makar. You're coining the Makar in Psukim. It sounds like he sees that as a legitimate opinion. He's not, if they didn't hold of Eimar B'Simcha B'Simcha, they would not have quoted, certainly not the Makar in the Psukim. So it seems like the Rif, and therefore not surprising the Rambam, Paskin, Eimar B'Simcha B'Simcha, the Rush is also Simsi Paskin, Eimar B'Simcha B'Simcha, which aligns with the second day in Tosus, against the first day in Tosus, and that's how centuries later in the 1600s, that's how the Magen Avraham Paskin. So it seems pretty clear, Halacha L'Maisa, we should Paskin, Eimar B'Simcha B'Simcha, which means it's not just Nisuin. Nisuin is an example. Oh, so where does that bring us in terms of Simchas Torah? So think about Simchas Torah. So you open up a Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Samach Tes. You can have the big Shulchan Aruch, or you can have the Mishnah Berurah. Either way, you have the text of Shulchan Aruch. So the truth is, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't talk about Simchas Torah being such a particularly energetic day. Remember, the common convention. Whenever they print Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, I'm sure you've come across in the past, both in Mishnah Berurah and the big Shulchan Aruch, is that the convention is that the letters that are in the block print are from Yosef Karo, from the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, and the letters that are in Ksav Rashi are from the Ramah. So there's not that much in Tafresh Samach Tes, Simon Tafresh Samach Tes, which is the halachas of Simchas Torah. It's the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that much. He just says Memakim Shaosin Shnei Yomim Tovim, in a place where you have 2 days of Yom Tov and Chutzlaret where you're keeping the Sveikid Yoma. So Leil Tishii, he doesn't call Simchas Torah. Leil Tishii, the night of the ninth, Shmi Atzeres, and the next day is number nine. Mekalchin Omim Zman, you say Kiddush and you have Shechianu. So the next day you take on three Sefer Torah, you lay Bezos Sabracha, you lay Bereishis, and you lay Maftir, and here's the Haftarah. That's it. Period. That's all the Shulchan Aruch says about Simchas Torah. Nothing about singing and dancing. Gar Nesh. The Ramah begins to quote Minhagim, mostly from Ashkenazi sources, not all from Ashkenazi sources. Ramah says, "Well, I'll practically call it the day Simchas Torah because Semechin va'osin do suda smishta le'gemar shatoy. You make a suuda as a siyum for completing the Torah." And then he starts talking about Chasen Torah, Chasen Bereishis, the Misayim Batorah, the Maschil Bereishis. They make pledges, they make a Mishna Berech, they pledge money to the Shul. They make a Su'uda. And then he talks, the Ramah goes on to talk about taking out all the Sifrei Torah, and on the top line on page Kuf Lamed Zayin, Orim Zmiros V'Shishbachas. You take out the Sifrei Torah and you sing. The Chaf Mem, the Chol Makom Lefi Min Hagav. Different places, different minhagim. You look back in the tour. It says there were some places where they would take out three Sefer Torah, they say a piyut for each one. Some places take out every Sefer Torah, say a piyut for each one. And then he even says, Oh, nohagu lahakif im Sefer HaTorah habina shabes haKnesset. Kamoshim hakifim im halulo. Some had the practice to do hakafas. You do hoshanas with a lulav around the bima, then Simchas Torah do it. You're looking at me like, well, Davar Pashit, of course. You see the Ramah, it's not of course. Different places, different Hagim. Some had the Minig, which by now has become more universal, to have Hakafas. And then some had the minig v'nogu od laharbos hakarum l'sefer Torah, to have many people get aliyahs, and just laying v'dos habracha over and over. It's not aser to lay so many times. And they told us that kol ha-na'arim. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sivkot Yud Aleph what the Ramah quotes in his Perush on the Tur, the Darkei Moshe, the Maharik, Sivkot Yud Aleph. He quotes the Maharik Kolon, one of the very late Rishonim, quotes from the Gaonim, from Rav Hai Gaon. This is already going back over 1,000 years. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Aleph quotes this. Kasav Maharik, B'shem Rav Hai Gaon, Shorish Tes, Yom Zeh Regila Seyel Lirkod Bo, Afilu Kama Zekenim, B'sha Sha'or Mekilusim Latar. Rav Hai Gaon wrote that back in Bavel, over 1,000 years ago, their practice was, even the older people, interesting, even the Zekenim would dance on Simchas Torah. You'll notice, there wasn't a lot of dancing in the Ramah. As a matter of fact, there was none. He mentioned Hakafos like Hoshanas. Right? When we go around over the course of Sukkot, Lulav, and Esrog, no one's dancing. We make a circuit around the Bima. So the Ramah is talking like you go around the Bima with the Sifrei Torah. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting from earlier sources, there were those who had the practice to dance. And to be into it, to make it frail, lehis hametz. And after the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, and it quotes, you know, the Arizal in the 1500s and the Gra in the 1700s, they mamish went all out with the dancing. And he starts quoting the language that the Psukim have to say for Shmuel, like David HaMelech, Dalet Hey Ayin Hey. The Mishnah Berurah stands for David HaMelech Al Bashalom, or David HaMelech Eved Hashem. The Psukim describe that David HaMelech was yearning, chalishing to build Beis HaMikdash. Navi said, I'm sorry, Kadosh Baruch said, you can't build Beis HaMikdash. The David said, okay, if I can't, I can't, but I'm going to do whatever I can to prepare. So he was very engaged in thinking about the real estate they would need, and thinking about the materials they would need, and the funding they would need, and bringing the Aron towards Makam Mikdash. And they're bringing the Aron, and the Psukim described that David HaMelech was mefazes and mecharker b'chal oz. It was dancing full strength, so much so that one of his wives was more aristocratic, Michal, so she looks out the window, and she later has a conversation, she thought it was a little inappropriate, it was beneath the dignity of the king, and David says, no, that is the dignity, you're right, normally, to dance in that way would be inappropriate for a king. He says, but I'm doing this l'chvod Hashem. So l'chvod Hashem is absolutely appropriate. As an aside, I mentioned to one, some of you guys during morning Seder, that image of Michal is 25% of the answer to a riddle Rabbi Yehuda Landi asked me many, many years ago, which is the four, over the course of Nevi and Rishonim, each of the four Svarim and Nevi and Rishonim, Yoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, in each of them, there's an image of a woman looking out the window. Who are those four women? So 25% of the answer is, for Sefer Shmuel, it's Michal. There's the image as well in Yoshua, Shoftim, and Malachim, you could think about it as a sidebar. But coming back, so what do you see here? What do you see in Tafer Shtamach Tess? Again, if you would look back at the Tur and the Beis Ozer, Dark Emosha, where this is based, you'll see that as well, that there are different minhagim for what Simchas Torah should look like. Our assumption that Simchas Torah is levitica dancing for a very long time, which we all enjoy, Baruch Hashem, we look forward to enjoying it b'melo'o next year as well. But that was not a universal minhag. So thinking about Simchas Torah from the perspective of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, right? L'maisa, we seem to pasken, as we said before, we seem to pasken the Machlokas Amar Rishonim, how to pasken the Machlokas Amaran, and the dominant view appears to be that we do pasken Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, the second day in Taisus. Not only because the Rush, the Rif, the Rama all add up that way, but also because the Magen Avraham quotes that second day in Tosfos, doesn't quote this first day in Tosfos. So, don't test. The reason why Pina Ben is mutter chol moed is not because everything's mutter except for marriage. It's because Pina Ben is not such a big simcha. The second day in Tisus, not such a big... Pina Ben people don't get so excited about. But how about hakafas? How about hakafas? So the truth is, again, it seems like over the last couple of centuries, there were many communities where Simchas Torah was a mild affair. Yeah, to make hakafas, to march around the bima seven times with the Sefer Torah, that's not the problem. Amar v'simcha v'simcha. But if you're going to have an Arizal of Vilna Gaon, which is what we do, that is a big simcha. That is similar to the degree of simcha at a Nisuin or at the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the simcha of Shlomo. So that should be a problem. That should be a problem. Ah, you'll tell me, Rabbi, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? The problem with the wedding is that it's external to the yontif. The problem with the wedding has nothing to do with Pesach. Building the Beis HaMikdash had nothing to do with Sukkot. So yeah, Eimar v'Simcha v'Simcha, they're unrelated. You're telling me, no, but I'm celebrating Simchas Torah. What's wrong?
You're only celebrating Chag
HaMikdash. Oh, and what do you see from that Rambam? I asked you to take a look at a Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud Gimel. And then a lot of you, many of you were wondering, the Rambam doesn't say anything about Simchas Torah. What's the relevance of that Rambam? What was the Rambam talking about? He had two minhagim about what? Right. How quickly do you cycle through all of Chumash? The Tanaim tell us in the Megillah that you have to cycle through all of Chumash. And in fact, Machlokas HaTanaim, the end of Maseches Megillah, of Yehuda and Reb Meir, whether you every laning mamish picks up where the previous one left off. In other words, there was one Tana who held that on Shabbos by Mincha, that Monday morning you pick up where Shabbos Mincha ended. Thursday morning you pick where Monday morning ended. And then Shabbos morning you pick up where Thursday morning ended. Every single lane you're progressing. We don't pass in that way, but we pass in every Shabbos morning you progress.
Is that why the Rambam?
So not exactly, but hold on. So it's clear from the Tanaim that you need to progress certainly from week to week. Make your way through Chumash. Every week you do the next chunk. Again, we passing that the Shabbos, Mincha, Monday, Thursday don't help you progress. You just start from the same point again. But we do. But every Shabbos morning picks up where the previous Shabbos morning left off. So that is the Din Rabbanan, that you're mechuyev to make your way through Chumash from Shabbos to Shabbos. But what you see from the Rambam, what's not a din is how much you should learn every week, or how quickly you should finish the cycle. Because what was the two minhag the Rambam quoted? Right. Are you on a yearly cycle or a triennial? A once in a 3 year cycle, right? He Rambam says, Haminig HaPashut, the widespread practice, B'chol Yisrael, Rambam's writing in the around 800-900 years ago, in his day, it was a widespread meaning across all of Klal Yisrael, Shema Shlimim Es HaTorah B'Shana Achas. And you start the Torah in a year. So a number of you pointed out, he doesn't really highlight Simchas Torah so much. He just says, the Shabbos after Sukkot, you start Bereshis, and the next week is Noach. The third week is Yom HaShama Avram, which we call Lech Lecha. The Korah V'Holcham Al HaSeder, this is Hilchot Tefillah Perek Yud Gimel. Then at the end he says, V'yesh Mi Shema Shlimim Es HaTorah B'Shalosh Shanim. There are those who finish in 3 years. The Eino Minhag Pashat. That's not a Minhag Pashat. By the way, Pashat, we use the word Pashat means simple, but here it means literally widespread. Lefshot is to spread out. With something simple, you could unroll it, it's clear. But he means literally Minhag Pashat, widespread Minhag, not a widespread Minhag. The Kesef Mishnah side tells you that non widespread Minhag, the Gemara in Megillah, the Kesef Mishnah tells you where to find it. Megillah Chavtes and Beis. The Gemara has one line where it mentions in Eretz Yisrael they would finish the Sefer Torah once every 3 years. So during the days of the Amoraim, 1700 years ago, there were two different practices. In Bavel, they were on an annual cycle. In Eretz Yisrael, they were on a 3-year cycle. By the time of the Rambam, already everyone had come on board with the annual cycle. No one was on the 3-year cycle. Just, I think I might mention in Mishmar a couple weeks ago, is just consider the fact that Minhag Eretz Yisrael, the ancient Minhag Eretz Yisrael, so that would mean that Nitzavim Vayelech HaZinu would be normal sized parshas. Every single week, you were laning 30, 40, 50 psukim. And over the course of 3 years, you finish all of Torah. Now, of course, it could, and that may also relate now that time to folks, and that may relate to whether or not you say Targum. And it may be that they were laying fewer psukim, but they were saying Targum. The laying may have taken just as long. But here's the point for what does this rabbi tell you about Simchas Torah? Well, so number he doesn't mention, okay, he doesn't mention the minhagim of Simchas Torah. That's true. And more than that, yeah, Tani? If you lived in Eretz Yisrael 1600 years ago, did you have a Siyum HaTorah every year on Shmi Atzeres? Absolutely not. You didn't finish the Torah every year. I don't even know if they finished it every 3 years on the same day. Maybe. It could be it was like a Daf Yomi. You know? It was every 3.5 years. Whatever day it fell out, that's when it fell out. Whenever they finished. They made a Siyum. The next Shabbos it went on. I'm not sure it was necessarily on a specific day. It certainly wasn't on the same day every year because it didn't make a Siyum every year. We assume, Tosas points out in Megillah. So we assume that there are certain, and that's what Gemara points out. We assume like Parshas Kisisa is a winter Parsha. And Parshas Pinchas is a summer Parsha. That's because we're on an annual cycle. The Gemara points out if you were in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know, Parshas Pinchas could also be a winter Parsha, or a winter 3 Parshas in a row. So they didn't have Simchas Torah every... I mean, they didn't make an annual Siyum HaTorah. It's not part of the din. We assume, and that goes back to the question of language, in our minds, we say, it's Simchas Torah, of course. That's the Yomtiv. I'm celebrating the Yomtiv. That's not the Yomtiv. The Yomtiv isn't Simchas Torah. The Yomtiv is Shmini Atzeres. In Chutzlars, we have 2 days of Shmini Atzeres. Like every Yomtiv, is Sveka Diyoma. As Ramon noted, because of our minhagim, on the second day of Shmini Atzeres, so we call it a nickname, we call it Simchas Torah. It's not the Yomtiv, Yomtiv is Shmini Atzeres. So what gives us the right to make the Siyum HaTorah on the second day of Shmini Atzeres? Isn't it Eima Arvin Simcha? The Simcha. That's not the Yomtiv itself, it's an add-on. Our minhag is to have the Siyum HaTorah. So why not say... it doesn't have to be a yontif at all. It could have been adrab. It's a beautiful thing. The dasiyum of daf yom is also a beautiful thing. You don't have it on yontif. Adrab ain't marvin simcha b'simcha. So why do we have to have the siyum haTorah? Why not say the first Shabbos after Sukkot will be Simchas Torah, or the last Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah? I mean, last Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah is too serious. So the first Shabbos after Sukkot, Leim Vizom Sabracha, begin Bereshis, and have a Siyum HaTorah. Or the first Monday, the first Thursday, I don't know. But why on Yom Tov? Why is it even Mutter? Why is it even Mutter? Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Again, Siyum HaTorah is a beautiful thing. Getting married is also a beautiful, holy thing. And building Beis HaMikdash is also a very holy, beautiful thing. But Shlomo HaMelech, as the Gemara told us in the Kantav Testament Alv, Dafka made sure to not celebrate the completion of Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot. He Dafka made beforehand. So why don't we extend the same approach to be Mesayim Torah? Do it beforehand. Right? As I mentioned, the day after Yom Kippur, right? The line from the Chasam Sofer, that these 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, such special days of Avos Hashem. So make a Siyum HaTorah on Yud Beis Tishrei. But why are we doing it on Chav Gimel Tishrei? So it should be a problem. Eimer. And again, if you had a tame Simchas Torah Meila, according to the Gra, according to Arizal, what gives you the right to dance like that? Eimer Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And don't tell me, we don't pass in that way. So that's Akasha. Yeah.
I think the Gemara by Shlomo said that if it was
Ah, so B'yamin raised a good point. B'yamin raised the point. The Gemara does at one point say, well, maybe it's just that Shlomo... Right, it has to do with how you get... Yeah, but the Gemara had a Hava Amina, that we should differentiate between if it falls out that way versus if you engineer it. But the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says that's why we instead dash from the Shiva Yom v'Shiva Yom Arba Sayam, that the Dafka, regardless of whether it falls out that way or you engineer it, even if it falls out that way... Even if it falls out the way on its own, you would have to delay. And certainly, in any case, the way we lane is all engineered. We could have organized our laning. Who said you have to start Brachos the first Shabbos after Sukkot?
Why does the public say Arba Asra Yom? Like, it seems weird. Should have done.
No, because that makes, by saying Arba Asra Yom, the 7 and 7 become redundant. And they're there to make a point. If we just say 7 and 7... Yeah, they're telling you how many days it was. Okay, you want to know that it was 7 days of Simchas Beis HaMikdash. By saying 7 days and 7 days, four total, 14 days, now you're highlighting that I'm trying to make a point by saying... Yeah. You hear the Kashta Chaver?
According to Rambam,
Aaron, can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, Kashta. Yeah, so just to clarify the kasha once more before we pivot into seeking the teretz, or at least beginning to seek the teretz. So just once more, right? If being given where we started, there's a machlokas amaraim in the gemara, machlokas tana rishonim how to paskin, but it seems like we know which rishonim we accept lahalacha based on the Avraham. That we accept that yes, on the one hand, it is true that there is a rule that Eimar is simcha v'simcha. It's not just about weddings and Yom Tov. But on the other hand, what Tosfos have to say in the little second Teretz is only if it's a big simcha. A pinyan ben as mutter because it's tame. So, to correct. So the kasha about simcha's Torah is built on the fact that it's specifically about what the Mishnah Berurah quoted. That we dance. Not only do we dance, but like the Rav Haigon already said, we dance. The Arizal and the Gra, they said, Mephazes and Mecharka b'chalos to mamish freilich a dancing, not just, you know, a little bit of a shuffle with a simtah malzatah for 2 minutes. But like, yeah, serious dancing, the type that's really distracting from Simchas Yom. That's where the problem lies. Once we know we pass like the second day of Taisvus, Eimar v'simcha simcha, if it's a very engaging simcha, so who told you that you're allowed to have such an engaging akavas? Be makif, okay, walk around the beam, that's fine. You want to sing piyutim, that's beautiful. Even want to have a little bit of dancing in Eilat. Mamish mefaz mecharka b'chalos like David HaMelech, that it's true. David HaMelech was dancing mefazes and mecharka, who was dancing so energetically l'chavod Hashem and l'chavod the Aron, that held the luchas, but that wasn't on Yom Tov. So you want to dance like that l'simchas HaTorah, that's beautiful, but not on Yom Tov. You know, if you go there in Mirtz Hashem next year, Mirtz Hashem, we should all be in Eretz Yisrael next year. If we're not all in Eretz Yisrael next year, Mirtz Hashem, you will all be in Eretz Yisrael next year. And you'll see a common practice in a lot of yeshivot has there is what they call hakafot shniot. They only keep 1 day gantiv. They follow it the way it says in the Chumash. So the Shmi Atzeres is 1 day. And they have hakafas on Shmi Atzeres, but then they have the night after Shmi Atzeres, which in Chutz Laaretz is the second day of Yom Tov, and Eretz Yisrael, it's Yisro Chag, they have Hakafot Shneot, the second round of Hakafas with music. So that's beautiful. So that's Taka avoiding Ein Marvin Simcha Zimcha. If you wait to have your Hakafah until after Yom Tov, Gevaldik. But that's not the practice that's recorded. And even Eretz Yisrael, they have Freilich Hakafas on Yom Tov also. So what happened to Ein Marvin Simcha, the Simcha? This is the question that Rav Sternbach of the Eid HaRedis raises in his Sefer. Mo'adim is Manim. Chelet Beis. Simen Kuf Lamed Beis. I think that's what it is. Kuf. Yeah, Kuf Lamed Beis. So he says, I don't understand. He points out he's not the only one to raise this question. He says, the Talmud of the Briskerov that Aryeh Leib Pomeranchik and Sefer Emet Bracha, he raises this question, what happened to Ein Ma'ar V'Simcha V'Simcha? What happened to Ein Ma'ar V'Simcha V'Simcha? Yeah, question.
The entire premise of the question seems wrong to me, which is that it's another celebration. I don't understand how you could claim that when it's clearly meant for the Simcha of the Torah. It's a vehicle by which you're expressing the Yom Tov.
Beautiful. I couldn't have asked for a better segue. So Shua says, one second, who says that Simchas HaTorah is something that's apart, unrelated, orthogonal to the Yom Tov? Maybe that is the Yom Tov. Now the question is, well, but it's not the Yom Tov. Is this just the second day of Shmi Atzeres? The whole idea of being Messiah, the Torah, is not part of Shemini Atzeres, not min haTorah, not midrabanan. Again, Raya Davar, as the Rambam quotes in the Gemara Megillah, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael for centuries was they didn't even finish the Torah every Simchas Torah. They weren't finishing every year. But Shua says, yeah, but maybe this still speaks to the theme of Yom Tov. Now, the question is, what is the theme of Yom Tov? So let's get started with this now, and we'll continue with this tomorrow. Step one now, step two, Mitzvah tomorrow. A quick show of hands. How many guys, did anyone get to the Gemara Pesachim in Seder? Okay, perfect. So we're going to start with the Gemara Pesachim, the beginning of tomorrow morning. But for now, let's think like this. So, what is Simchas Yom Tov all about? What is Simchas Yom Tov all about? Because Shua says, look, maybe Simchas Torah, that is Simchas Yom Tov. So Rav Sternbruch makes, we're going to give not exactly what he says, but along the lines of what he says. He says, well, what is Yom Tov all about? What are all Yomim Tovim about? If I had to define Simchas Yom Tov, you'd be Smech over Yom Tov. Different Yom Tov and different. What's the common thread of all Yom Tovim? What's a common thread, what's a common language of davening that's shared? There's so many differences between Rosh Hashanah Kippur on the one hand and Sukkot Shmi Atzeres Simchas Torah on the other hand. But there's a very important chunk of davening that does not appear during the week, does not appear on Shabbos, does not appear in Rosh Chodesh, does appear Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Chol Hamoed and Shmi Atzeres and Simchas Torah in Shmoneh Esrei. Karbanos, okay. Although Rosh Chodesh has Karbanos too. But in the Tefillah of Musaf, what's common? Yeah, what do you say?
Hasienu.
I have a Hasienu, good. The Hasienu I think is different, but you're getting cool close. Shimon says yes. Ata v'chartana. Hasienu maybe also got to take a look. If a Hasienu is in Rosh Yom Kippur. Okay, fantastic. So Shimon and Akiva. Ata v'chartana. It's actually a remarkable thing. We say it over the course of 2 weeks in a very different nusach. The niggun that we use for Rosh Yom Kippur, the niggun that we use for Sukkot Shmi Atzeres, is a different Yom Neram nusach versus a Shal Shogal nusach, but the words are the same. What does Atav Echartanu mean? Through? Ki Yashanu B'mitzvah Sechem. The opening paragraph of the davening of every Yom Tov, both Rosh Hashanah Kippur and Shal Shogalim, is Bechiras Yisrael. Is that Kadosh Baruch Hu has unique, Kadosh Baruch Hu is engaged with all of humanity, at the same time Kadosh Baruch Hu has a unique relationship with Klal Yisrael, and that relationship is driven by Torah Mitzvahs. Torah Mitzvahs are the foundation of our unique connection, are the unique intimacy that Klal Yisrael share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if that's the theme of every Yom Tov, Bechiras Yisrael via Torah Mitzvahs, so Rav Sternbruch says, okay, so then, as Shua said, this is Gevaldik. It's not a problem of Eim Arva Simcha B'Simcha, because Siyum HaTorah is Simchas Yom Tov. That's a beautiful expression of the theme of Simchas Yom Tov. It's not something different. It's not that I'm marrying Rachel, I'm marrying Leah, I'm building a Beis HaMikdash. No, this is it. This is Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas HaTorah is Simchas Yom Tov. There are just two problems. And I'll leave you with these two problems for today, for now. And then we can think about it over the course of the day. And we'll pick up with this Mishnah tomorrow. One kasha is, okay, so you tell me, look, Simchas Torah fits. It's a beautiful expression, Atav v'chartanu, the Chiris Yisrael via Torah, which is the theme of Yontif. Problem number one is it's a theme of every Yontif. Why are we celebrating Dafka Shmi Atzeres? Why Dafka the second day of Shmi Atzeres? Why not Shavuos? Shavuos seems like a very appropriate time to restart the Torah. Why not arrange our laning so that we get to Vezos HaBracha on Shavuos? And the first Shabbos, instead of the first Shabbos after Shavuos being Nasa Ba'alosra, the first Shabbos after Shavuos would be Voracious. Or I don't know, why not Pesach? Sukkot? Why Dafka? Why Dafka Shmi Atzer? See what he said? Once you tell me, it's not a technical question, right? It's not technically, but once you tell me the reason why we're having Simchas Torah, why we're allowed to do this on Yom Tov, is because it is an expression of the core theme of all Yom Tovim. It sort of begs the question: well, if this is really common to all Yom Tovim, then how come Dafka now? But there's more also. There's more also, which is that we'll have to get into this. Into the Gemara and Pesachim Hashem tomorrow morning. The second question it lies in the Chakira. Yesh Lachra. Simchas Yantif. There's a single mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. Right? Single mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. But what's the content of Simchas Yantif? Every single Yantif is just Bechiras Yisrael. Simchas Yantif. Is it what we call a din klali? It's a general din, and every time it comes up, it's the same flavor. Or no, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, but it's a din prati, specific. Meaning, the din Simchas Yantif to celebrate whatever the specific theme of that Yom Tov is. On Pesach, for instance. Is Simchas Yantif to celebrate Bechiras Yisrael? Or Simchas Yantif Pesach is to celebrate Yitzias Mitzrayim? On Shavuos, Simchas Yantif is to celebrate Atzav V'Chartanu? Or specifically to celebrate Zman Matan Torah Seinu? So we're going to look tomorrow at a Gemara Pesachim about Simchas Yantif. Machlok is Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Bechetel Hashem, Kul Hashem, on Pesachim Samaches. You know, we're going to look carefully at the sugya of Simchas Yantif to try to figure this out. Because if the din of Simchas Yantif is a din klali, it's a general, it's the same universal din. Every time it's just Simchas Yantif, the same flavor. Okay, but then here's your answer. But if you say no, every Yom Tov it's celebrating that particular flavor, that's not enough to say Atav v'chartanu is Simchas Yom Tov. What's Simchas Shmi Atzeres about? We have to figure that one out. And that's actually an interesting question. What is Shmi Atzeres about? So that's what we're going to pick up with the Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. We've definitely made a lot of progress, but we're not totally there yet. Again, if our driving kasha is now that we begin to understand the sugya of Emar v'simcha v'simcha, we're bothered based on how we paskin. Macholokes Avram, Macholokes Tanama, we've shown them how to paskin. The Magen Avram, L'maisa, Emar v'simcha v'simcha could include hakafas, if the hakafas are freilich enough, which we follow the Arizal and the Gra that they are. But that's very beautiful, but should also be aser. There should be a problem Emar v'simcha v'simcha. Ah, you'll tell me, no. The Simchas Yantif is the Simchas Atav V'Chartanu Bechiras Yisrael. So Simchas HaTorah is a natural expression, extension of that. But Yesh Lachkar, is Simchas Yantif just a Din Klali or also a Din Prati? Is it just every Yantif is the same Simcha, or every Yantif you're being Sameach over the specific theme of that Yantif? If you say this latter, it is a Din Prati in Simchas Yantif, so that's not enough to say Simchas Yantif V'Chartanu. You have to figure out what's Simchas Shmi Atzeres about. What is Shmi Atzeres about? So that's what we're going to take a look at tomorrow. We're going to take a look at the Gemara Pesachim to figure out the nature of Simchas Yantif, this Chakira. And we're going to take a look at the Psukim of the Musafin in Parshas Pinchas to get some clues as to what Shmi Atzeres is all about.